Aurelia's outdoor rinks could be open later this week. Thanks to fresh fallen snow and several days of frigid temperatures, city staff have begun to lay the groundwork for the popular rinks throughout the city. Park staff are in the process of packing and flooding rinks this week, said Kyle Mitchell, the city's manager of source protection and operations. The opening of outdoor rinks is dependent on the weather. In order to form a base from which staff can flood, we require a significant amount of snow that contains more moisture in order to pack them, followed by consistently cold weather, minus 10 degrees Celsius or below, for at least a week. The cold temperatures and recent snow accumulation have provided the right conditions for beginning that process, he said. Mitchell said, depending on the weather and staff availability, some rinks could be up and running by the end of this week. The city takes a phased-in approach to creating the rinks. Mitchell said staff are starting to pack and flood rinks in the following order: Cornerstone Church, 50 by 90 feet, Hillcrest Park, 120 by 55 feet, Kitchener Park, 180 by 85 feet, Homewood Park, two rinks, 100 by 90 feet, 100 by 60 feet, Clate French Park, 95 by 65 feet, Murray Street Park, 60 by 90 feet, Lake Couchiching, 110 by 90 feet. It's important to note the rink on Lake Couchiching, in accordance with the city's health and safety policy, requires 12 inches of clear blue ice thickness before equipment can be used to establish the rink. While some jurisdictions have outlawed shinny hockey on outdoor rinks amid COVID-19 restrictions, that is not the case in Aurelia. As per the guidelines from the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, at this time outdoor recreation amenities such as outdoor ice rinks have no limits, but face coverings must be worn when distancing cannot be maintained, said Mitchell. Hockey games are prohibited on outdoor rinks when they are occupied by pleasure skaters, noted Mitchell, who added skaters should wear helmets at all times. To check on the status of the local rinks, click here.